The Americas.
Mexico's drug gangs. First, El Chapo. Now, El Mayo. The arrest of a top Sinaloa cartel leader is a coup, but may not dent criminal activity.
Ismael El Mayo Zambada is far less well-known than his fellow founder of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, Joaquin Guzman, or El Chapo. With his daring prison escapades and a craving for notoriety, El Chapo became the face of the gang until his capture in 2016 and his incarceration for life in a supermax prison in the United States. Yet, for all his low-key manner, El Mayo was every bit as important in building the Sinaloa operation into a vast and violent drugs and money laundering syndicate. Its connections ran deep into Mexico's political establishment, and it controlled the lion's share of the North American market for illegal drugs. It was therefore a stunning coup when the United States arrested Mr. Zambada on July 26th, along with one of El Chapo's four sons, Joaquin Guzman Lopez, in Texas. More will emerge about how the men came to be detained. Perhaps Mr. Guzman Lopez, another Sinaloa bigwig like his three brothers, helped the authorities lure Mr. Zambada onto a private plane to El Paso under the pretense that he was going to inspect clandestine airfields in northern Mexico. Perhaps it was part of a deal between Mr. Guzman Lopez and American prosecutors that would benefit him or his family. But Mr. Zambada may also have been in negotiations to turn himself in. He may have wanted a story to conceal that. Whatever the details, the Americans are cock-a-hoop. They have long accused Mr. Zambada, who is 76, of controlling a huge drug trafficking operation in the United States, from heroin and cocaine to, these days, synthetic drugs. Lately, they have also pointed to the four Chapitos as critical figures in trafficking fentanyl, the powerful opioid that caused almost 75,000 deaths in the United States last year alone. Mr. Zambada was something of a surrogate father to the Chapitos. But more recently, his ties with them grew strained as the Chapitos' behaviour grew more brash. The United States has been central to confronting Mexico's criminal gangs. Its cooperation with Mexico under the administration of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is not as close as it was under his predecessors. Indeed, its penetration of Mexico's drug gangs shows up the Mexican government's ineptitude and corruption, says Eduardo Guerrero, a security analyst in Mexico City. Ostensibly, to reduce bloodshed, Mr. López Obrador has taken a hands-off approach to Mexico's criminal outfits, though he has recently helped the United States more. Some argue that a strategy of only going after high-value targets is flawed. Mexico's war on drugs from 2006 complicated the criminal landscape and shed more blood. With leaders removed, others wrestled for control. As groups splintered and fought among themselves, murders in Mexico leapt. There are now 30,000 or more a year. Better, argues Wanda Felbar-Brown of the Brookings Institution, a think tank in Washington, to devote more resources to capturing the middle management beneath the bosses. The consequences of the latest Sinaloa arrests remain unclear. The United States now has two of the four Chapitos in custody. There may be a tussle for control of the Sinaloa cartel, with the possibility of an orgy of infighting. There are reports of Mr. Zambada's son taking control of his faction, while the two Chapitos still at large have assumed control of their family's side. That may not be a stable arrangement. Any weakening of the Sinaloan lot could be to the advantage of the Jalisco New Generation cartel, the other of Mexico's big two gangs. Whatever happens, the hugely profitable trafficking of fentanyl is unlikely to be much impaired. Still, the arrest of Mr. Zambada may prove significant. The United States may be able to extract powerful intelligence from him. As Ms. Felbar-Brown notes, Mr. Zambada has been Mexico's corrupter-in-chief. The hope is that he provides information on vast networks of collusion that exist among politicians, bureaucrats, and law and security officials. Last year, the United States convicted Genaro García Luna, a former minister of public security, of taking money from the Sinaloa cartel. Surely bringing down many more Mexican officials, as well as gangsters, would laudably undermine the country's pernicious criminal networks.